Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. Thank you so much for showing up. I just love these first Friday of the month calls, and we have been doing this since 2014. Seems unbelievable, but it's a very beautiful community that comes together every month to really hold the vision of vibrant, clean, pristine waters on the planet. And I'm excited today. We have Linda Guerra Applegate, who's going to lead a meditation for us. And Linda was born in London, and she's been a practitioner and a teacher of the Radiance Technique and Authentic Reiki, both of those for like 35 years. And she's also a practitioner of frequencies of brilliance, and she's been doing that for like 17 years. And these healing techniques really provided a stepping stone for her becoming an energy channel that allows her to connect with angels, whales, the elemental kingdom, and her own personal soul light language. And Linda's also a certified elemental healing practitioner and a certified whale and dolphin energy healing practitioner. And she's also received all the dolphin and whale attunements that come through Linda Shea and Dolphin Heart World. So we're really excited to have you here, Linda. I know you show up every month and participate in these, so it's great to have you here to lead a meditation today.
Well, thank you, Mary. So you want me to take it away, presumably?
Yeah.
Okay. Take it away. So I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be working with your chakra systems, but of course what we the work we do within us also reflects without us. And so first we'll go through the chakra systems, and I'll be bringing through a different species of whale into each of our chakras. And I'll actually be working with not just the seven, but with the Earth Star Chakra and with the Stellar Gateway Chakra, besides the seven standard ones. So I'll be bringing through the energetics of the whales, and they also have messages for us. So I'll be doing a little bit of energy channeling and bringing through messages. So here we go. Our bodies are made up of 70% water. As we heal the water within us, we reflect that healing outwards. As above, so below. As within, so without. The state of your inner world is reflected into your outer world. It is time to heal, and in so doing, you heal the world around you. Let the journey begin. So we're going to start with the Earth Star Chakra, and I will be bringing through a spirit blue whale. Her name is Shagun, and she is actually an aspect of my soul. So I was pretty surprised when she showed up and went, okay, whatever. So here we go. I'm going to be bringing through her energy first, and then I'll bring through her message. My name is Shagun. I am a blue spirit whale, and I am an aspect of Linda's multidimensionality, an aspect of her soul. Indeed, she heard from Bashar at the 2014 Cetacean Summit that whales and humans share an oversoul, so are energetically entangled at a quantum level. You, dear humans, who are listening to this meditation, feel this deeply in your souls. You have this knowing that you, too, have been whale. That is what drew you to participate in this meditation to heal the waters. This is not just your human desire, it is also your whale desire. Feel now into your heart and remember yourself as a cetacean, maybe once or maybe many times. You know this, you feel this, you will remember. And now we're moving up to the base chakra, and I'm going to be bringing through the sperm whale energy. The sperm whales dive deep, deep, deep. Come dive with us. Take a deep dive into your very soul, into your very essence. What is there? Is there something that you have preferred to forget and is buried deep within you, where you nor anyone else can find it? Allow us to help you release this burden that you have been carrying around in this lifetime, and possibly in many lifetimes. There is no blame. There is no shame. There is only pain. Will you allow us to release this pain, to lighten your burden? As you release these burdens, your heart and soul feel so much lighter. Let it go. Let out a big sigh. As it is released, the past is the past, is the past, is the past. Do not carry your burdens of pain into your future. Let us help you. Let us help you. Let us help you. Kausha hiatoko huamaha hiatoko hakmaha. We're now moving to the sacral chakra, where I'll be working with the energy of the gray whales. So let me connect into their energy. We didn't always come and greet people in boats with our babies by our sides as we do today. We were once known as devilfish because we became aggressive with those who did not respect us and killed us for our blubber. Yes, indeed, our population was decimated. Our anger got the better of us, and we would attack the boats of fishermen and upturn them. You had no concept of who we truly were. Our mission was never to be food and oil for you. Fortunately, humanity started to remember their own whaleness, their oversoul connectivity to us. This was not necessarily a conscious remembering, but indeed a subtle shift in consciousness and a shift in vibrational resonance. As we became aware of this shift in you, we approached a fisherman in friendship and not in anger. We were then able to forgive your atrocities towards us and teach you a new way of being. Indeed, as we come to your boats and allow you to touch us and our babies, we feel the swelling of joy in your hearts. Forgiveness is the key. Forgiveness is the way to move into a new paradigm. Forgiveness of self and others allows the chains of bondage to be unshackled and burdens to be released. I'm now moving up to the solar plexus, which is being represented by the orca. So let me connect into the energy of the orca. Once upon a time, we were known as blackfish and considered to be man-eaters. The first orca whale to be captured was Moby Doll. Samuel Burich was commissioned to do a sculpture of an orca whale for the Vancouver Aquarium in 1964. In order to get the anatomy correct, he decided to kill an orca and study it. He harpooned a whale, but did not kill it. The whale that became known as Moby Doll followed the boat back to shore because she was still connected to the harpoon, where the Navy quickly erected a holding pen. In the 4 months that Moby Doll lived, hearts and minds were changed, and the perception of a man-killer went to one of a lovable pet. This gentle power was also witnessed in Granny, Luna, and Keiko, who also captured people's hearts. We remind you to use your power with discernment, just as you see great masters like Jesus, who stand in their authentic power, but also radiate an energy of love. Know thyself. I'm now moving to the heart chakra, which is represented by the blue whale. So I'm connecting into the energy of the blue whale. Ooh. We, the blue whales, have massive hearts, the size of a small car. Our heartbeat is felt for many miles throughout the oceans. We are a part of the rhythm of the ocean and Mother Gaia. Likewise, the human heart generates a powerful electromagnetic field, measuring 60 times greater amplitude than the brain. With this in mind, allow your heart to be your inner compass to guide you. Allow your heart to be in charge, not your ego mind. Your heart understands your soul's mission. Your ego does not. Come now and meet us in the heart. I'm moving now to the throat chakra, which is being represented by the humpback whale. So I'm connecting into the energy of the humpback. Did you know that recordings made with the Van Allen belt of the cosmos sound like humpback whales singing? Did you also know that we, the humpback whales, receive codes from the cosmos that we transmit into the grid lines of the earth? We don't just sing our songs for the benefit of our babies, but also for the benefit of Mother Earth. We ask you to be aware of the sounds that you emit. Are you expressing love? Or are you transmitting a lower vibrational frequency? We, the people of the sea, who have dominion over the seas, ask you, the people of the land, who have dominion over the land, to join us in a joint expression of love for our beautiful planet, Mother Earth. So I'm going to connect into the third eye, and I'm connecting into a guru dolphin that I met at the 2014 Cetacean Summit, and his name is Oliver, and somebody said to me, oh, all of her. So they, the guru dolphins, are the spiritual advisors to the cetacean nation. So let me see what he has to say to us. And no, I'm going to first connect into him energetically, bring through that energetic into our third eyes, and then we'll receive his message. Guru Dolphins are the spiritual advisors to the Cetacean Nation. We ask you to allow your third eye to open to receive your next step on your path. We ask you to follow the breadcrumbs one step at a time. Do not think that you have to achieve your mission in one big chunk. That would be totally overwhelming. But instead, take little steps on your path in bite-sized chunks. Do something each day that fills you with joy. Allow this joy to be your guide and your guidance. You were made to be joyous. In this joyousness, you will know yourselves. And as you know yourselves, you will also learn to appreciate and love yourselves. Love is the only power. Love is the only way. Love, 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 love. See a circle grow. See the path of human and cetacean mingling and growing with an energy of mutual respect and love. This is our path. And this too is your path. And know how much we truly love and honor you. Move forward on your path in love, gratitude, and appreciation. And so it is. Now moving up to the crown chakra, and this will be represented by a purple whale. His name is Wasani. So this was once again at the 2014 Cetacean Summit during a channeling by Daryl Anker, who channels Bashar. And this is where I became aware of the purple whale. And he started to work with me shortly thereafterwards, energetically. So this is what he has to say. Hello, my beloveds. My name is Wasani, and I am a purple whale. We are impressively large, about twice the size of a blue whale, so about 200 feet. We exist in a fifth-dimensional reality, but we are known to the people of Inner Earth, who also exist in a fifth-dimensional reality. We work alongside the Inner Earth peoples, sharing our wisdom, knowledge, and energies for the betterment of planet Earth. I was once compared to the energy of Merlin. Ah, yes. We can conjure up beautiful, beneficial magic. Feel my energy as it lifts you up into higher vibration and frequency. You do know that we work interdimensionally, don't you? We can expand our consciousness far, far out into the cosmos and into many realities. You too have this ability, and you too are learning from us, the whales. We ask you to feel the enormity of who you truly are. Beings of magnificent, powerful creator beings, you too are reaching for the stars and expanding your wisdom and love into the cosmos. allow us to create together in an energy of love, harmony, and peace. So be it. And I forgot to actually connect into him energetically, so I'm going to do it right now. Here we go. The expansion of your crown chakra opening up into the cosmos, receiving the energies of the cosmos, opening, awakening, connecting. And so it is. And finally, I'm going to be connecting into the stellar gateway, and the whale that is representing the stellar gateway is Mother Watakiti, who is a white humpback whale. And so she, so let me read what she has to say. No, let me connect into her first before I forget to do that. Connecting into the energy of Mother Watakiti, the white humpback whale. Beloved ones, I am Mother Watakiti. Upon your planet, you now have incarnate 12 pure white humpback whales. As the indigenous people say, when white animals appear, an era of peace is being ushered in. I, Mother Watakiti, am not incarnate, but am a part of the Council of 13 White Humpback Whales. We made ourselves known to Laurie Rayon, who many of you know, and she worked with our energies to bring forth a powerful healing modality. Our consciousness is vast. Feel our energetic codes. We carry the Buddha consciousness of peace, as do all whales. Feel this peace envelop you. Feel your hearts yearning for this peace. Feel your souls and spirits drawing in this peace energy and anchoring it onto this planet. You, dear humans, are ushering in this new consciousness of peace, tranquility, love, harmony, respect, honoring, compassion, and cooperation. Feel our support for you. Beloveds, know we are with you always and forever. Feel our shared oversoul, our shared mission. Know that you are greatly, greatly loved. Namaste. Ooh. like you all with this heightened vibrational energy that has been brought through your chakras and into the cells of your body and into your heart center to reflect out this energetic out into the waters of the planet, down into Florida where the hurricanes were, to clear the waters, and out also into the rivers, the streams, the oceans, anywhere you feel you're connected, to bring this high vibrational energy that you have just received from the whales, to bring this high vibrational energy out, reflecting it from your heart into the waters of the planet. Feel this healing energy. Feel how you're bringing this vibrational, this whale energy, this loving, healing energy out to the waters of the planet. Know, we whales, we love you so much. We love you so much. And you are so connected to us. We feel you as you feel us. And we love and respect you. And we're so excited when you get excited with us, when you see us, when you view us, when you know us. We are entangled at a quantum level. Remember this, dear souls. We share an oversoul. And we love each other. Yes, indeed we do. You have had a life as a whale. We have had lives as humans. And we may remember this as you may remember this. So be it, my beloveds. We leave you now in love and peace and honoring. Be blessed. And so it is. So I'm going to ask you to gradually come back into your bodies. Start anchoring all this energy into your bodies. Wiggle your toes, your fingers, roll your shoulders, and just feel yourself anchoring energetically, fully, physically into your bodies. And take a deep sigh and feel yourselves fully physically in your seats where you are at the moment. Are you with us, Mary?
Yes, I am. I'm coming back into my body. Woo! I was pretty far out there, Linda. That was quite something. So cool to connect with all these different cetaceans, all these whales, and wow, yeah. It's going to take me a minute, I think.
Okay.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anybody that can speak, if you'd like to share something with Linda or ask her a question about what we just did, feel free to *6 to unmute yourself and then tell us your name.
Hi, this is Zed in Maryland. I'm just 2 seconds in, I was just deeply, deeply sobbing. And I had a huge transformation, so I can't thank you enough. And thank them enough.
Well, thank you.
That's great.
I bet. a lot of people were completely out and didn't hear a single message, but that's okay. if they want to, they can always hear it back on the replay.
That's right. I will put the recording up Linda. This weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Linda. It's Laura Dion in Massa Carta. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I just really want to compliment you on your ability to tone, you know, in the light language, the different frequencies of the different wells. It's so powerful. And what a gift, you know, from the moment I first met you and I heard you do the whale toning. It's just so incredible. I really want you to know how important it is for people to connect to their sounds. And,
who
you know,
is
of course,
this?
To their wisdom.
Is this
Lori Rion?
Oh, okay, yeah. Great, yes.
Yeah. So it was very moving and very, very proud of the work you're doing. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there somebody else?
I'm hoping actually that people will connect with Lori and the work she does with the white humpback whales. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda. We're just starting to enroll for our whale school fifth year.
Okay.
That we start in the spring.
Wow, that's great. I got to get you on the schedule next year, Lori.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll connect with you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, Mary. Hello, Linda.
Hey.
Hello,
Frederic.
Hi.
I'm sorry because, you know, we change of schedule in France. It's not the same that before. So I just arrived on the middle of the meditation. I'm really exciting to hear totally. But, you know, I was completely surprised because it was really the connection with the whale. And I am deeply touched, really, by the song, and it's so powerful. Thank you very much. I am very touched. It's like we are the sister together.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of connection with the dolphins in that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Merci. Hein? It's very, you know, I will go in February to meet the whale in Saint Ignacio in Mexico. And,
oh, okay.
I will sing to you because, yes, they really, really love us. Huh? They are very ambassador. And I felt during this meditation this connection with them. Thank you very much.
Mm. Well, thank you for being with us.
Mm. Mm.
Hi, Linda. This is Mark in Phoenix.
Hi.
Wow. Of all the global ocean meditations, which are all trippy, this was the non-hallucinogenic trippiest yet for me that I've done.
Okay.
I like trippy.
trippy can be very good. That was I sadly realized a lot of the humans on the planet, if they were to hear that, they would think you're a nut job and should be committed to a lockdown psych hospital like I was in 2002 and, you know, have the key thrown away. But it sounds to me, oh my God, I'm like a learning sponge on rabies. And I realize you are someone that I could just, there's a lot to learn from you, Linda. You brought me back to when I was in middle school, which I had not thought about in a long time, when I was just a ravenous reader of fantasy fiction, where, you know, everything from trolls and gnomes and fairies were real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, Linda. I just got my first ever book and course on the fairy and elemental nature spirit kingdoms 2 days ago.
Okay.
And it's like, whoa, what's happening to me? And here you are today.
Well, I have done some training as an elemental, certified elemental healing practitioner, but I connect in, you know, strongly with the dragons and the unicorns, and I'm starting to do with the fairies. I'm getting more connected with them. And so I do have my elemental guardians that I work with,
mm-hmm.
plus the whales and the dolphins.
Yeah.
All right, you are certifiable, definitely.
Oh, I definitely am, yes. my husband tells me that all the time.
Maybe we can share the same room in the psych hospital. I'd love that.
I just hope people have evolved enough to not think I'm a psycho.
No, not a psycho. No, thank you for that. I was actually crying remembering the kid that I was long ago. Who? Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Mark, I'd like to recommend you check out fairycongress.com. That's a community I've been part of for 22 years, and they do an in-person congress, but they also do an online one in January, and they usually have some of the top presenters and authors around fairy traditions and stuff. So if you're just creeping into that world, this would be a great avenue for you. Fairy Congress.
I got it.
Great.
Thank you, Mary. Oh, boy.
You're welcome.
And I hope to find Linda's site too.
I don't actually have a website. I have I think you list my email, don't you, Mary?
Yeah, I think so. On the Global Water Healing website, her email's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'll find you, Linda, somehow.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Is there anybody
Hello,
else?
Hello, Linda. That? This is Muriel, and this was the best ride at the fair. I mean,
you
know, chakras don't lie, and all of my chakras lit completely, especially the crown and the stellar star. But the one that's got the most residue is at the base of my spine is on fire.
Oh, okay.
The heat, I could melt glaciers with the heat coming out of my spine, and I cannot stop vibrating. So I my heart is so full, and I'm just agog. I wasn't even able to speak until now, and I can still barely do it. I'm right with Laurie Rayon and Mark. You know, what you're offering, what you have, and what you've developed, and who you are is so beyond marvelous. So get a friggin' website.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you. I appreciate what you're saying. Go out and melt those glaciers.
I mean, it's absurd. It's just, I literally wish I had a way to measure the the temperature, the external temperature around my base chakra right now. It's just a point of the ridiculous, but it's so wonderful because, you know, we are energetic beings, and to be that activated with from the whales and from the person that's able to be the whale for us, it's just such a gift, such a gift.
No, thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to say something? Okay. Wow. Well, thank you, Linda. That was
an amazing
experience, and wonderful to have you here again. And next month we have Carla Meske, who's a shaman, and she's led meditations here before. I'm not sure what she's going to do next month, but it's always interesting, as we know. It's always a new adventure every first Friday. So thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you again, Linda. I'm going to stop the recording. And then